Hello and welcome to the Why Divorce Radio Show, a project dedicated to helping men and women get through one of the toughest experiences of their lives and find their way to health, happiness, and wholeness. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, creator of the Why Divorce Project and your host. Why would a woman want to buy real estate on her own? That's but one of the questions we have today for Adrian Green, a successful realtor in Northern Virginia's Loudoun County who specializes in finding homes for single women. Welcome to the Why Divorce Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, Adrian.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Excellent, excellent. So before we launch into our Q&A, let me tell the audience a little bit about you. You started your career working in the financial investment world after graduating from the University of Southern California with a BS in Business Administration back in 2007. Performed financial analysis and accounting for mutual funds at Western Asset Management in Pasadena, but you craved more opportunities to directly interact with and help people. So you started teaching credentials, you got a master's in education, to apply your aptitude for numbers to teaching high school math. Very cool. And then you enjoyed a hands-on opportunity to engage and assist students, allowing you to utilize your spirit of service. You took time off, had two kids, and started investing in real estate by buying and managing properties in Loudoun. And you enjoyed applying your financial skills and people skills in this manner and realized career in real estate would be the perfect fit for you. So now you're a realtor with Samson Properties there in Northern Virginia. And you have a passion to help people utilize real estate to meet their family and financial needs. And I love that. But what I love even more is when I met you at the Sterling Women Luncheon, where I was speaking about my book, Why Divorce, back in January of 2019, you and I struck up a conversation and you told me that women are a real focus for you. So we know that investing in real estate enables a person to build equity versus paying rent, right? We all know that. And in most markets, you're not only saving money, but your asset is appreciating. So what are some of the other reasons that women take this chance? You know, a lot of them have done this either with a partner or not at all. So what is the big benefit and the joy of owning a home?
What a lot of women love is the opportunity to have total control over their home. Versus when you rent and, you know, you really are limited in what you can do to your house. When you own, you can paint your house whatever color you want. You can put nails in the walls and hang up your artwork. And then you can even do larger renovations if you want to tear down walls, redo the kitchen. You really can make your house into your home with your preferences. Plus, when women are making these real estate choices on their own, they can do exactly what they want. They don't need to wait for a partner or a spouse to be along, you know, be on board for transitioning from renting to buying. They can really do it at the best time for them. And, you know, even if a woman is widowed or divorced, there's no reason to stop owning real estate. You know, she can continue to have the house she's in or, you know, move on to another house as well. And real estate has these financial and personal benefits for women.
Being able to pick a house that you truly want is, you know, something that I can completely identify with. When I separated from my husband in 2014, I found a little carriage house here in Richmond, Virginia, and just I knew I loved it before I walked in. It was a little tiny 1,200 square foot space, and I just, for the next 6 months, I mean, I just could not get over how much fun it was to decorate something that I wanted. While I loved my husband's taste, you know, I painted the walls purple and decorated with Buddhas and crystals and candles. And, you know, this was my home. So talk a little bit about that, what, you know, the experience you've had working with women and how you see them just completely light up because suddenly it's all their choice.
Exactly. They get to have exactly what they want. You know, for my clients who are married couples, it's always a challenge because we'll visit these houses and, you know, a woman may love the first two, but her husband doesn't like them at all, and then, you know, the third house, the situation is flipped, and he loves it, and she doesn't, and it's always a challenge with married couples to find a house where they both like it, and honestly, most end up compromising on something. Maybe she gets the interior finishes that she likes, and he gets the basement that he wants, but they're both compromising on location, for example, and so when a woman is buying the house on her own, she can really just focus on her wish list and not have to do those compromises.
And marriage is all about that, right? Compromise, which is kind of cool because you're not in it all by yourself. And so there are challenges, you know, because when you do it yourself, you get to pick the paint. But you know, it's also all on you. So talk a little bit about the challenges you've seen women face when they go into this.
You are definitely hitting on the biggest challenge there. You know, a woman buying real estate on her own, everything is on her. Every decision, everything that needs to get done falls on her instead of sharing the load with, you know, a spouse or a partner or something like that. And, you know, it's a lot emotionally, and then it's also a lot of actual work to do. And with real estate especially, this is a big investment. It's, you know, both financially and emotionally, with this is where we're going to live. And so that means that, you know, it does carry a lot of weight. So the best thing I recommend to address that challenge is to use your tribe and to have people that can help you build a team. And so a couple people who are often a great part of a team for a woman going into real estate is first a mortgage loan officer. So if a person is getting financing for the house, you know, a mortgage, I definitely recommend interviewing a few mortgage loan officers. And there's two reasons to this. One, honestly, different loan companies have different products that are ideal for different situations. And two, you really want to find somebody who's going to work well with you and who's going to help you with the workload of all the paperwork that it takes to get a loan. So, you know, speaking to the loan officer, you know, making it clear that you're a woman who's doing this on your own, and asking them, you know, if they have experience working with independent women buying houses, and, you know, seeing what they're willing to do to help you, especially because you're not going to have, you know, another person there to kind of talk through decision-making. You know, if you want that mortgage loan officer to be that person who will consult with you about your financial situation and offer advice regarding the loan offering, you know, ask that. Ask if that's something that the person is willing to do, because it, you know, depends on the person. And then another great resource for women is, of course, their realtor. You want to look for a real estate agent who will be your teammate and help you throughout this home buying process. So definitely give a few realtors a call, explain your situation, and see what they say. You know, see if they're communicating well. See if they seem to be willing to help you. And, you know, real estate agents, honestly, having a real estate agent who's going to, you know, share their wisdom is even better than having a spouse or a partner, because real estate agents have more relevant knowledge when it comes to home buying. They tour a lot of houses. They've been through a lot of situations. And so they have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to share. But the biggest thing is, you know, sometimes agents, they should keep their observations to themselves. You know, they are professionals. And so if you want them to kind of share their opinions of things, make sure to ask that, because some clients don't want the realtor's opinions. So if you want their opinions, if you want them to really be open with you, make sure that you say that so they know where that line is. And then the last, teammate you might want to consider is, you know, if you have many friends, find a friend who will be honest and really, again, share their opinions with you. And you might want to have that friend accompany you on the house showing, or just use them as a sounding board to help you work through decisions throughout the home buying process.
That is excellent advice. And we can't have too many friends, but sometimes that one friend that can really be your ally in this process is ideal. I love that. So what about after the purchase? What should a woman property owner consider?
Several women homeowners that I've spoken with, all of them mentioned the challenges of home maintenance and home improvement. Again, you don't have somebody to share that burden with. And a lot of these tasks we traditionally assign as male roles. Plus, the majority of our home service professionals or contractors that we're going to deal with are men. Many women share they weren't raised maintaining a house, so they kind of feel out of their element when it comes to taking care of things themselves or hiring contractors.
So what advice do you have when it comes to maintenance and repair?
Well, honestly, there's nothing magical about it, even if we're not necessarily raised to do a lot of these tasks ourselves. Women can definitely do this work, and knowledge is your ally here. So if you don't know how to complete these house-related tasks yourself, Several local home improvement stores have home maintenance classes where they teach these things for free or for very little. There's always Google and YouTube, too, as well. Don't discount those. We can learn how to do a lot with the internet. And I also know from observing, you know, my husband and my dad and, you know, the male neighbors and friends that we have around here, men are always talking about how to do different home maintenance tasks and learning from each other. And, you know, as women, we could certainly do that as well, if not better than any man. So, you know, if you're wondering how to do something around your house, post on social media or ask your friends the next time you get together. And I think you'll often learn some strategies that way.
Yep, and there's so many shows on, like, HGTV where these unbelievably badass women are fixing stuff and breaking things down. It's very inspiring. I like to turn it on when I'm feeling unnerved because I own this house myself. It was built in 1911, and I went to open the window in the fall. It was really warm out, and I'd, like, banged a little bit on it because it wasn't opening, and boom, the glass shattered. my house is on Airbnb, so I put a little note on it saying, repair is coming soon, and honest to goodness, it took me to find the right guy that would come in and fix that window. It took me months, but he came in last week, and for $200-$300, he fixed that window within an hour, and also this other little window that was cracked when I bought the house. So when I look at these fixed windows, I feel so happy, and that was like the best $300 I've ever spent, right? But that's the truth. Sometimes you just have to spend money to get the job done. So what's your advice from your realtor perspective on how to hire a professional, the proper person to get the work done?
That's a great question because you're right. Some tasks are just better to leave to the professionals. They can do a better job than we can, and it's sometimes a joy to pay them instead of dealing with it ourselves. So my first thing is definitely make sure that you're going to get a few estimates. The cost for your project can vary widely. And even just the contractors knowing that you're getting a few estimates can change what price they give you. And as you think about who you're going to call to get these estimates, ask friends for references. Now, post on your social media again and say, hey, who knows a good contractor? Who has a good window guy? And then think specifically of people you know who either have similar age houses as you, or ask your real estate agent or somebody who works in a house-related field. As a real estate agent, I deal with a lot of contractors, and I love to pass along the names of good ones. And along those lines, too, you know, if we've got contractor Bobby over here and he knows one of my clients is calling him, he knows that if he does a good job, that client's going to tell me, and I'm going to continue to refer contractor Bobby. But if he does a bad job or he charges too much and that client tells me, I'm not going to refer contractor Bobby again. So using that network of people who are dealing with contractors a lot can, again, make that contractor even more incentivized to do a good job at a fair price. And when you meet with a contractor, make sure that you like the dynamic there and that you believe you'll be respected as a homeowner, especially as a woman. You know, some women homeowners have told me, you know, most of these contractors are men, and sometimes they act unprofessionally. You know, they might not take the woman seriously. They might disregard the woman's thoughts or opinions. So at that first meeting, you know, the price and other things like that are important, but it's also important that the contractor treats you well so that you know you'll be taken seriously and that he'll take this job seriously as well. And as you're working with the contractor and kind of talking about what you want, be clear if it's a situation where you know what you want and you're asking for this to be done, or if you're seeking this contractor's professional advice and opinion on how, you know, he or she would get the job done, because that's a different dynamic. You know, you want the contractor to respect you if you are clear on what you want, but if you're seeking their opinion, you also want them to share it. So, you know, you want to be clear about what you're asking of the contractor. And then once you agree on the project, make sure to get everything in writing. Most of the time there are no issues, but on that rare occasion where there is an issue, you need to have everything in writing so that you can get the problem remedied.
That is excellent advice. And just, you know, it's just a reminder that, A, you can do it. Don't even think that you can't. B, ask questions, look around, get help, and C, have clarity, right? That's the key to all of this. Just know what you want and be focused and protect yourself. And I think that's great advice just across the board. So, you know, you make this sound like it's very doable and a lot of fun, actually. I know that buying my house back a few years ago was one of the things I am most proud of. I was just like, I bought a house. I can't believe I could do it by myself, you know. So thank you so much for being on the show and lending your support and advice.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's really a joy to share this with people. Women should absolutely be investing in real estate and not be hesitant or fearful of it. Like anything in life, there's going to be joys and challenges with real estate investment, but women can definitely do it, and it definitely pays off both financially and emotionally in the long run. And, you know, just building a strong community around you to help, professionals and friends that can all help you with this real estate stuff can help you enjoy the good parts of having a house and help you work through the challenges as well.
Very, very good advice. So thank you so much for talking with us, Adrienne. And for more information about this wonderful realtor, check out her website, www.adriennegreen.com. That's AdrienneGreen.com. And thank you to our audience for listening to tips from experts and case studies from those going through divorce or swimming on the other side. We look forward to talking to you again soon. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, author of The Book Project, and your host. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Why Divorce. If you or anyone you know and love would like to be interviewed for the show, please let us know. We're also looking for people to share their stories as case studies, and they can remain anonymous, and for experts to help guide our audience through this important process. Just email me at hope@hopegibbs.com. That's hope@hopegibbs.com. Until we talk again, wishing you joy and peace.